You're listening to Vatican Radio. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick, and I'm about to join our popular Latin lover, Carmelite Father Reginald Foster, who's at the other end of the line right now. He's in Milwaukee in the United States, and as you probably already know, he was for many years and under many popes, papal Latinist. However, I'm going back to 1964, when he was still studying in Rome and not yet one of the Pope's Latinists. I've asked him to step back in time and share with me his memories of the visit of Pope Paul VI to the Holy Land. Stay tuned. It must have been a very emotional moment. Can you share some of those emotions with us?
Well, my emotions, you know, heaven's sakes. I mean, the Pope for the first time and all that and visiting the Holy Land. And, of course, he had all these tremendous sentiments. He had deeper sentiments than other popes have had. And he really poured out his heart with his sentiments toward the Holy Family. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, and their simplicity and way of life and being right there was very, very moving.
Can you say that in Latin for me?
Oh, per movebat animos summi pontificis oratio habita. Et inflammabat etiam mentes nostras cogitationibus altissimis et pientissimis et optimis de familia sacra deque domo nazaretana et vita etiam adolescentis Jesu.
When he arrived in the Holy Land, he arrived in Jordan, no, Pope Paul VI. But he said in English, "Our visit is a spiritual one, a humble pilgrimage to the sacred places, made holy by the birth, life, passion and death of Jesus Christ and by his glorious resurrection and ascension."
Our visit is a spiritual one, a humble pilgrimage to the sacred places, made holy.
Absolutely. I mean, he wanted like almost like out of his own heart, like a private devotion. Although the Pope and all the publicity, you could see it was not diplomatic. He wanted to go there out of the love and the piety and the fervor of his own heart.
A humble pilgrimage. How do you say that?
Well, peregrinatio humilis. Humilis et pauperis peregrinatio, humble and poor pilgrimage. What year was that?
1964.
Yeah, I see. I know. I was a student of theology.
Pope Francis said that the main purpose of this apostolic journey is to commemorate the historic meeting between Pope Paul VI and Patriarch Athanagoras.
Ah, I see.
Which took place 50 years ago.
Itineris propositum precipuum est ipsa commemoratio congressus et collocutiones patriarchae et summi pontifices iis de minultus, the meeting and the talk of the patriarch in the same places. You can see it's different already.
Pope Francis, how do you say Pope Francis in Latin?
Franciscus Pontifex. Franciscus Pontifex.
Franciscus Pontifex said there would be an ecumenical meeting held at the Church of the Holy Sepulchre with the representatives of the Christian churches of Jerusalem. Okay. Together with Patriarch Bartholomew of Constantinople.
Is that how it's announced? Is that the idea?
Yeah.
And well, that's cool. That's fine.
How would you announce that?
I would simply say, Petri successor, the successor of Peter, continent, ecclesiae, what do you call it, the Orientalis Principem, meets the head of the Oriental Church, the Archon Constantinopolitanum. Are they going to have anything in Latin? Who knows? They probably won't have anything in Latin.
Pope Paul VI became the first pilgrim pope at the time of the Second Vatican Council. It was an exciting moment for the church. You once told me that you were among those to welcome him back to Rome. Is that so?
Oh, yeah. In fact, it was so exciting. Well, you, I don't know, were you there in Rome at that time? No.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. When the Pope came back, we were lined up. It was in the evening. And he came back at Fiumicino. No, it was a Ciampino or some airport. And we were lined up on the Via Conciliazione.
Who's we?
At night, at the, all the seminarians, the church, the people of Rome, with torches and everything else, to welcome the Pope back from his first apostolic journey outside the Vatican. Why, it was the end of the world. So exciting to have the Pope drive down the Conciliazione, going home from the Holy Land. It was really terrific. We're all down there. I remember that distinctly. My, oh, my.
It was an exciting time, wasn't it, in the history of the Catholic Church?
Oh, really? Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And if I'm not mistaken, even he went up there, and he went in the Basilica, I think, the council was waiting for him. And he even had some words, very emotional words, that I have just visited the place of Jesus and everything else in the Holy Land. I mean, it was the first time. It was extraordinary.
Forever, in our heart, we shall bear the consoling memories of this humble visit to the holy places, repeating the apostolic salutation, peace be to this land.
You were listening there to our popular Latin lover, Carmelite Father Reginald Foster, who is currently teaching Latin in the United States, but was for 19 years papal Latinist. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.